life is good. The sun is shining, my body's coursing with sugar, and my treasured action figure waits right here where I left him, under the big oak tree.
Ultra Shock Dance Teacher 8000?
Exactly. By sending shocks to your major muscle groups in a manner corresponding to popular dance steps, it actually teaches you to dance.
Does it hurt?
Hurt? Well, it's a little pain compared to the trauma of looking like a dork at your high school prom.
Initiate Mambo Sequence.
Ah, damn it!
Carl, I haven't even turned it on yet.
That wasn't me.
What? These walls are lined with 3 feet of lead compounds. No one's voice could possibly ever pierce the...
Let me in! Let's see! Let me in! Come on! I'm not kidding! Ah!
Hey, Sheen. What's up?
You can look at my shockingly empty hands and ask me that? I've been robbed!
Robbed of what?
Only my oldest and most prized Ultra Lord. He was like the plastic atomic breath blasting brother I never had.
Sheen, look, calm down. Just tell us what happened.
Okay. I took Ultra Lord to the park to play with him. Turn my back for 5 minutes to buy some ice cream. And when I came back, he was gone. You've gotta help me, Jimmy. If you don't, I'll have to ask complete idiots to help me, and you know how unreliable they are.
Well, it is a chance to pit my brain against the criminal element. I'll take the case.
Yes!
And I'll solve it with science.
Thank you, Jimmy. Do you hear that, evildoers? Ultra Lord will be avenged!
Hey, look at me! I've got feet of flames! Da 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 da! Da 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 da! Da 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 da!
Hey, Jimmy, if you just asked me, I'd have lent you some stupid-looking clothes.
This happens to be the signature look of Super Sleuth and Master of Deduction, Sherlock Holmes.
Really? How come he couldn't deduct how stupid his hat looked?
Carl, here's a notepad. As Watson to my Holmes, your job will be to write down all the clues. To the crime scene! Now, Sheen, where did you last see Ultra Lord?
Right there. He looks so peaceful with his destructo belt and hydraulic flamethrower.
Goddard, Nutroscope. According to city records, the ice cream truck stops in the park at 11:27 a.m. every morning. My Nutroscope's highly sensitive heat detectors will show us all the life forms that pass by this exact spot between 11:27 and Sheen's return 5 minutes later. Goddard, identify biomasses.
Cindy and Humphrey, Jimmy's mom, a cute little squirrely, and Nick.
Eliminate the squirrel, and we're left with three suspects. Cindy, Nick, and my own mother.
It's her! Your mother did it! Jimmy's a spot of thieves! Or it could be Nick or Cindy.
I think it's time to have a chat with our suspects.
Well, hey, little squirrel. We're on a detective case. Sheen, he lost his Ultra Lord.
Carl!
And coming!
Yes, I saw Sheen in the park. No, I didn't take his dumb doll.
It's not a doll, it's an action figure. Brutally arrest her.
Back off, doll boy. Anyway, what motive could I possibly have for taking it?
Tell her, Carl.
Hi. Huh? Oh, remember yesterday in class?
And that's my report. Any questions?
Yes. I accidentally flicked a scab off my elbow and it landed on your shirt. Can I have it back?
Ew! Get off me! So he's a disgusting idiot, but I didn't take his doll.
Then I'm sure you won't mind submitting to a lie detector test. Goddard?
Hey!
Did you take Sheen's Ultra Lord?
No.
What about Humphrey?
What about him?
He was with you, maybe he ate it.
Humphrey doesn't eat garbage.
She's lying!
I am not!
Aha! The polygraph never lies!
But I... Well, that's not... Okay, I admit it. I fed Sheen's stupid doll to Humphrey to get revenge. But Humphrey barked it back up and we left the park, I swear.
She seems to be telling the truth. But just to be sure, Goddard, X-ray the suspect's clothes. Thanks for your help. You're free to go. Make a note that suspect Judy Neutron is dusting the front lawn. Carl?
Who's a cute, fluffy little squirrely? You are!
Carl!
Okay!
Hi, boys. There's fresh-baked fudge Nellies in the kitchen.
I need to ask you some questions, Mom.
If that is your real name.
What kind of questions?
Judy Neutron, did you happen to pass the big oak tree in the park between the hours of 11:27 and 11:32 this morning?
What's this all about? And why are you dressed like Sherlock Holmes?
Ma'am, please let my partner ask the questions.
And is it not true that you're a card-carrying member of the town anti-litter league?
Well, yes, but I still don't see
it. Then isn't it possible that while jogging in the park this morning, you spotted an action figure lying on the ground and threw it away due to your obsessive need to tidy up?
James Isaac Neutron, in this household, courtroom-style interrogations means chores for a week.
Goddard, blacklight check of the suspect's hands.
Oh, your father will hear about this, young man.
Mom, your hands test positive for the exact type of plastic that Ultralords are made of.
Well, that's because I mean, you don't think that I... All right, it's true. That filthy doll made a mockery of every tree and daffodil in that park. I simply had to throw it away in the trash.
Case closed, Booker, Jimmo.
But I couldn't. It was disgusting and covered in dog slobber. I ran home to get my rubber gloves, but your father wouldn't let me have them.
A likely story. What would Dad possibly want with your rubber gloves?
Hey, boys, look at me. I'm Cocky the Rooster Man. Cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo. Hey, Mother Hen, want to have a pecking party? Make way for Rooster Man, half rooster, half man, all you.
Case open again.
Now, how about those fudge Nellies?
Nick's our last remaining suspect. That means he must be our perp.
Ha, criminal!
Hey, guys. Whoa, nice duds, dude. You lose a bet?
Nick, yesterday you were overheard coveting Sheen's Ultralord action figure.
I don't think so.
Tell him, Carl!
Remember yesterday in the hallway?
Man, I'd do anything to get my hands on that new styling mousse I read about. Too bad it's $53.
$53? What a coincidence! That's how much this particular Ultralord is worth!
Really? Well, then I should totally steal it. I never said that.
You might as well have. You clearly stole Ultralord to keep yourself in fine grooming products!
Nick? I'm afraid I have to test a lock of your hair for the existence of the incriminating mousse.
Let me respond to that in the following way.
That Nick makes a forceful point.
Very.
Mission accomplished. Negative? I don't understand it. I interrogated the suspects, tested their alibis using cutting-edge science. I should have a culprit by now.
Don't feel bad, Jimmy. You tried your best. It just wasn't anywhere near good enough.
I must have missed something. Carl, give me your notes. The answer's gotta be here somewhere.
Okay. Now, about the notes, Jimmy, they're...
Squirrel. More squirrels! Carl! These notes are completely useless!
But Jimmy, you should have seen them! They were so cute and cuddly and... I'm a bad Watson!
Wait a minute. Sherlock Holmes once said, when you've eliminated the impossible, whatever remains must be the truth.
Hey, yeah! I don't get it.
To the park! Just as I suspected. Gentlemen, our ultra-lord thief.
What strange, bizarre rituals could they be performing? They're using Ultralord as a nutcracker! Give me my action figure, you stupid squirrel! Where's your respect for Ultralord?
Don't think he'll ever get it back?
That, my dear Carl, is a mystery even I can't solve.